Second thing about mutations have been that we've learned about resistance and what makes patients resistant to upfront or lotinib or gefitinib. And that is principally the presence of either c-MET amplification or a secondary mutation called T790M.
And what are those?
So c-MET is an oncogene which is an alternative way of signaling and activating PI3 kinase and activating the factors which tell a cell to grow. In mutated lung cancer, most of those signals are driven through EGFR. But if you have concomitant amplification of c-MET, even when you poison EGFR with erlotinib or gefitinib, you're still getting activation of PI3 kinase, so the cell's still growing. So c-MET is one target that we're going after to overcome resistance. T790M is a secondary mutation that changes the binding of Tarceva to the binding pocket and changes the competition for ATP binding sites. And that actually can make Tarceva or Iressa inactive in that setting. So overcoming T790M will be important as well. The good news for patients with mutations is we have about 6 or 7 drugs that look like they might have activity in this particular setting.
In terms of c-MET and T790M, is this kind of just sort of a downstream type issue that it bypasses the mutation? Or not
so
really?
C-MET is downstream. It's a downstream issue. T790M makes erlotinib moot. So what happens is erlotinib will not compete for the binding pocket. So it's sort of like in GIST or CML when you change the binding pocket for Gleevec, it no longer works. And so you've got to find a slightly different drug to overcome that second mutation.
And is it still thought that the sensitivity of the patients with the tumors that have these mutations in some way is related to the binding to the EGFR TKIs?
I think that's part of it, but it's certainly not the whole story. And it's something that's emerging and evolving in terms of our understanding of resistance.